And back we are. This is Radio Base Camp here on listener-supported nonprofit community radio, WPKN. We're at 89.5 FM and also streaming around the world at WPKN.org. And I wanted to welcome to the station a really fascinating singer-songwriter and a favorite of mine, Jose Gonzalez. Jose, welcome to WPKN.
Hey, happy to be here.
So I am a big fan, first of all, and have been playing your stuff for a couple of years now. And I know in 2015, one of my favorite tracks of the year was Leaf Off and The Cave. So I'm really glad you're coming to the New Haven area. I wanted just to talk to you a little bit about your tour. You've just completed a first leg, I guess, really, of your 2019 tour. You're down in, looks like in South America for the most part, in Chile and Brazil.
Yeah, exactly. So, for the most part, I'm being home with my 1.5-year-old daughter. But I've done a couple of solo short tours. But then the big one is coming up now, the one with the orchestra, they're called the String Theory, which is like a Berlin and Gothenburg-based 22-piece orchestra, and that's the one we're touring with.
Yeah, now are you in Sweden right now?
Yeah, okay. In Gothenburg, Sweden.
Great.
Yeah.
Most of what I've heard from you, I haven't had a chance to see you live yet. You have been, you know, very kind of quiet, intense, very spare arrangements, beautiful guitar work, and beautiful vocals. Now, this is a slightly different type of tour. You've been involved with the String Theory for about a decade now. But talk a little bit about what some of our listeners can expect if they are able to see you in New Haven.
Yeah, so, for my style, as you mentioned, is very simple in a way. It's guitar and vocals mainly, and I tour solo many times, but then I have this five-piece band and then the orchestra. And with the orchestra, it's kind of a mixture of many different types of arrangements where they work as a collective, mm-hmm. and they've done an arrangement that are very melodic and harmonic and sort of classic, something that you would sort of expect for a song like Heartbeats or the other like mellow songs. Yeah, then they have this sort of experimental side. Many of them playing in like punk or experimental bands, and they bring in this into a couple of different songs. So there's also like some, especially Leaf Off, the song that you like so much, is one of my favorite arrangements. To me, it sounded a bit like Steve Reich. And so each song it can be very different from the other one. So it's a nice mixture of types of arrangements.
You truly are kind of a man of the world in the sense that I know that you have some roots in Argentina, you basically, your family fled Argentina in what, the late 70s, during those tough years,
military coup.
And you grew up though in Sweden entirely. So did you live in Argentina as a youth or
no? Never. So my sister was 2 years old when they fled together, the three of them. Then I was born, and then later, 1 year later, my brother was born. So, yeah, I've always lived in Sweden, and with music, I've been able to travel quite a lot. So I go back to Argentina once in a while. But yeah, I'm culturally, I'm more Swedish than anything.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because when I looked at your tour, I did not see a Buenos Aires on the tour dates. But maybe you were there earlier. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, I didn't play Argentina or any other countries except for Chile and Brazil. Oh. It was mainly because of time restrictions. I didn't want to be away from home that much.
Okay.
Another side was that my dad wanted to go down south in Chile, so we met up there. He lives in Argentina now, and so we made that a nice
vacation, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, and then also, especially Chile, they had this opportunity to offer me 4 shows in a row, with Erlend Øye, the Norwegian. So that was like the main part of the tour, and so Brazil was sort of on the way back. Yeah, the other times that I've gone to South America, I've done many more countries, but yeah, this time was more restricted. I've been able to play in India recently and Vietnam and China.
Fantastic.
And I'm headed to Japan in the summer. So yeah, it's becoming more and more global. But I guess Africa I haven't been to that much. Only South Africa.
Well, it's interesting that you should say that, because part of what I enjoy with some of your guitar work is that it does remind me a little bit of the like Berber influenced Ganao music. Maybe you haven't traveled through Morocco and Tunisia, or have you heard some of that kind of trance style, like the three-stringed lute that they play a lot in Northern Africa? Because some of your guitar work is beautiful that way.
Yeah, I mean, since my second album, I started getting inspired by music from especially Mali.
Mm-hmm.
So the music from the Sahel Desert.
Yes,
and bands like Tina Rouen and Sidi Touré and Ali Faka Touré.
Great.
So yeah, I am. So I've been co-curating a festival in Gothenburg called Clandestino Festival, where they bring in a lot of artists from that area, but not exclusively. But there's always someone from sort of northern or western Africa. So yeah, it's been a bit of a fun thing to do, to try to imitate and then do my own versions of what I'm hearing. And so first on the second album I did a song called Killing for Love, and then on the third one I have a couple of ones that are more in the vein of this sort of Tuareg guitar style.
Yes, well, it definitely suits my ear, and actually our station plays a lot of music from, you know, Africa and all over the world. So, but Africa is definitely a sweet spot for me as well. And
yeah,
now
I guess one special moment was to meet up with Tina Rouen, but then later with Bombino from Niger.
Fantastic!
He's such an amazing guitarist.
Incredible!
So we sat down like 2 days in a row and jammed. So that was very nice.
Yeah, that would be sweet. Is guitar, I mean, guitar is your first instrument that you picked up?
Yeah, except from the recorder and the Casio synth.
Nice.
But yeah, no, acoustic guitar, nylon string guitar was the main instrument, especially when I was a teenager, when I started to learn Bossa Nova, Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year later, I started going to a private teacher to learn classical guitar. So yeah, it was that and also bass that I used to play in a punk band.
I saw that you had some punk roots, which somewhere I read about your fondness of the Dead Kennedys and other punk bands. So I can relate. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It seems a little different now. But I also see, for example, that you know you've been influenced by groups like the Red House Painters or Nick Drake. You know, one of my favorites. I came across an interview where it mentioned something about, I think you had said that you're not so superstitious about guitars, but that you want strings to be old because that's part of your sound and you don't like steel strings. And so basically, what kind of guitar, are you playing a Spanish, like a classical guitar or some sort of a special type of construction, or is it a normal, like
It's a normal six-stringed, and I mean, I have a couple of ones, and of course, as you said, I'm not superstitious, but they have their own specific frequencies that they resonate with. So I have a Esteve, Cordoba, Rodriguez, I like the nylon string, and I let the strings be a bit old and rusty.
Yeah. How many guitars do you tour with? You personally?
Usually.
Two?
Two.
Okay.
I used to tour with only one, but I became more and more pragmatic. But
yes, it could be dangerous, right? If air, you know, the airline loses it or damages it, which is you know, wouldn't be so unusual. Again, we're talking with Jose Gonzalez, who is going to be playing in New Haven on Saturday evening. That's going to be March 23rd after a two concerts at the Apollo Theater. How exciting is that?
Yeah, I mean, this is a dream tour, I would say, like being able to play these amazing theaters and just the fact that we're able to head over there with the whole orchestra. It's such a big project. So it's my biggest project ever in 15 years of with this career. And I guess Apollo has got a lot of history.
A lot of history, yeah. That's for sure. And not just one, but two evenings just before you head up this way. And I see you've got some great bookings also in Toronto and Chicago and Seattle, Oakland at the Fox Theater. That's another famous place. Yeah. Again, Jose Gonzalez has a new album out as well. It's a double LP. It is... let's see, the formal title, if I can find that, is, I guess, Live in Europe, right?
Live in Europe.
And it's available now through a, I think digitally, through a group that is online. And I'm not sure if you want to talk a little bit about how that works with Pledge Music, which is a website.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm not sure what's happening with the Pledge, but there is a double... vinyl LP coming out, and people can order it. But then mainly they can go online and just listen to the music. It's on all streaming platforms, and it's easy to check out. But if they're curious, what we'll be doing?
Well, I was curious.
It's a live album from our Europe tour, 17. Just picked out the best takes of each song and made a compilation. So very, very proud after 10 years of working together. So that's very nice.
Well, I also like the arrangement that was done for Massive Attack's Teardrop. I thought that sounded really lovely. And also Let It Carry You is another great great version, and I'm going to try to...
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
I'm going to try to get to that after this this interview. Again, thanks for talking with us. Jose Gonzalez, who's coming to New Haven March 23rd at the College Street Music Hall. I do hope that... those of you who are open to great music and innovative music and artistic expression will consider attending this show, because it's a rare opportunity, I think, especially as you say, with the full string theory group that is going to be on stage with you. So all the best, and have a great great tour, and I look forward to seeing you up in New Haven.
Thank you. I'll see you.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Bye.
And that was my interview with Jose Gonzalez, who was getting ready to come back over this way. He's in Sweden when I talked to him, and he's going to be starting his big North American tour at the Apollo Theater and coming to College Street Music Hall on Saturday, March 23rd. We're going to listen to a track with the String Theory from his new release, Live in Europe. This is Let It Carry You. You get a sense of what it sounds like. And I do have a pair of tickets I'm going to give away. Now, listen carefully. This is a different number than maybe you're used to hearing from. But this is 336-9756 to get a pair of tickets for Saturday, March 23rd. Jose Gonzalez with the String Theory. You don't want to miss this one. 203-336-9756 is the number to call.